Time to talk our beloved guide canines once again, and I am joined by Lucy Franks this time. Hello, Lucy.
Hello there.
So today we will talk about events and two particular types of events that we haven't really covered much in specific ways. But before that, Lucy, can you tell us a bit about your sight condition?
Yeah, so I've got retinitis pigmentosa. Although that's something you have since birth, I didn't know I had it until I was 40. I'm now in my 50s. So I still have a small tunnel of useful vision, but so small that I do have to make quite a lot of adaptions to be able to get out and about and go to things.
And can you tell us a little bit about your guide dog, Mabel?
My wonderful guide dog Mabel is sitting behind me on the sofa as she shouldn't be. And because she knows she can get away with it because I'm sitting here doing this. She is 6.5 years old. I've had her for 4.5 years. She's a golden lab, loves people, loves going out and about, hates being at home, and has really made a huge difference to my life.
Hey, excellent. I've got a yellow lab who's currently curled up in the studio, right behind me as we're doing this recording, against one of the studio soft walls. He loves them. Good old. The events I want to talk about, we've covered this before, but always kind of various different opinions on taking your guide dogs to these types of events, sports events. I think there's always a lot of different opinions as to whether you should or you shouldn't take your guide dog to sporting events. Have you ever taken Mabel to sport events?
Yeah, so I mean, I've taken her to events, but there's also some events that I've chosen or I've not been able to take her to. I think it very much depends on your dog and how much notice they're going to take of things. And I must admit, the first time I took her to a sporting event, I was a bit concerned that, she'd be wanting to, follow the ball round and get really excited because everyone was cheering and stuff like that. But I found with my particular guide dog that she gets excited for about 5 and 10 minutes and then realizes nothing particularly exciting is going on and then just settles down and completely ignores it all.
So she doesn't want to get on the pitch and to play together with the players.
That was my concern. We went to see a rugby match and we were right at the front and I was really concerned that I'd have to sort of keep hold of her the whole time. But no, after a few minutes of realizing that this is what it was going to be like for the next couple of hours, she just sort of settled down and ignored the whole thing.
So which sporting events did you choose or were not able to take Mabel to?
I was really, really blessed to go to the Formula One qualifying. That's something I've been in, my dad was into, so I've been into my whole life, and I haven't been to see it live since the 90s. And I really wanted to go again while I still have enough vision to sort of be able to enjoy it. They actually said, no, we don't think it's appropriate to bring an assistance dog. We give you a free carer ticket as reasonable adjustment. But I think for that one, even if they were happy with me taking her, I don't think I would have done. It's a very long day. It would have involved two lengthy car journeys in one day. She would have spent most of the time wet and cold. There was a lot of mud. Parts of what we did were very, very crowded. So if I had taken her, I would have had to really limit what I did and didn't do and really think about how to keep her warm and things like that. So I think I probably would have decided not to take her to that one anyway. Whereas I did take her to Twickenham to see the Red Roses versus Ireland. And that was, part car, part train, where we were sat, was okay. It didn't involve a long journey. It didn't involve a lot of mud. There were crowds, but actually Mabel doesn't mind that. She, if anything, I think she prefers to have to sort of really work, and she gets bored easily. So we were just careful that we weren't in really awful crowds. And she had a really good time, I think. And it was, it was nice for me to be able to wander around on my own and be independent and not sort of have to be tied to my husband for the whole day.
Let's talk about festivals. Now, that is a tricky event, in my opinion, because there's a lot of crowds and a lot of noise. But you have taken Mabel to festivals. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so again, there's some I've taken her to and some I haven't. So I live in Kent and there is a festival called Rock the Moat, which is a 2 or 3 day tribute acts festival. I'm very familiar with the park it's in, and I had been to, actually, my children have been to it recently. And so we had a fair idea of what it was going to be like and whether it would be okay. So what we actually did is one day we went, the first day we went without Mabel and worked out, because actually it was very hot when it was on. So that was the main issue. It wasn't in the 40s, but it was in the late 20s. You know, when we found out that if we got there early enough, we could get somewhere that was in the shade. The walking wasn't too much of a problem because 95% of it was on grass. Whereas we went to see Take That at Hyde Park last year. And although they were very happy for me to bring Mabel, again, it involved sort of a long car journey. We didn't know how long we were going to be in the car in traffic. It was going to be a lot busier than the other festival. I hadn't managed to get accessibility tickets. I'd got a free carer, but all the accessibility tickets with, you know, accessible viewing platforms and things had gone. So again, I could have taken her, but we would have been limited to what we could do. We wouldn't have been able to get as near to the front as we did so that I could actually see something, and because it would have been too crowded for her and things like that. So again, it's really just thinking in advance, is it a good idea for me to take it her or not? And something else I sometimes think about is, actually, do I need her? You know, if my husband and I are going in a car, we're going straight to a theatre or whatever, coming straight out, going home in the car. Actually, is it worth taking her, or is she better off resting at home? That's something else I sometimes think about.
Yeah, I had that concern with my dog as well sometimes. Do you take them when all they're going to do is sit in the car and then go back out of it and then not do much either? So it's quite interesting. Right, so that was some little tips on sporting events. If you found that useful, you know, and you feel you can take your guide dog to events like sporting events or festivals, that'd be good. But, you know, feel free to contact guide dogs and ask for their own advice. But also, you know, hopefully what this has done is helped you to give some kind of ideas as to how people manage at these sorts of situations. Thank you, Lucy, for coming here on to Guide Dog Blogs here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.